according to another.
And he explains in the second chapter that the living entity is transmigrating from one body to another, just as one changes dress. This change of dress is due to his attachment to material existence. As long as he is captivated by this false manifestation, he has to continue transmigrating from one body to another. Due to his desire to lord over material nature, he is put into such undesirable circumstances. Under the influence of material desire, the entity is born sometimes as a demigod, sometimes as a man, sometimes as a beast, as a bird, as a worm, as an aquatic, as a saintly man, as a bug. This is going on. And in all cases, the living entity thinks himself to be the master of his circumstances, yet he is under the influence of material nature.
Because we are developing in different consciousness. Different consciousness is one, but it is being called at a different circumstance. And therefore, we have to accept a similar type of body. So if our consciousness is clean, then we do not undergo the circumstantial changes by different species of life. That is the plan. In the human form of life, we can do this. Not to associate with the more commercial nature, but associate with God. That we can do. And if we associate with God, then we are liberated from the clutches of mind. Mamiva the Prabhupada, Maya Amrita. Now our real business is how to get out of the clutches of mind. We have to get to this consciousness. This consciousness will help us to be free from the contamination of this divine channel, material consciousness, and save us from transmigrating of our mind body. So we accept the different classification on account of our strong propensity for sensuality. Therefore we have to purify the senses so that the senses may be engaged in the service of the master of the senses. Rishikena, Rishikesha, Sevaram, Pratiricha. Sarvapadhine, Muttam, Tatparakena, Nirmanam. Rishikena, Rishikesha, Sevaram, Pratiricha. Bhakti means to be free from all sorts of material divination. I'm American, I'm Indian, I'm Italian. These are all basics. The body. So we have to become free from this thing. That is consumer pilgrimage. And when we are dreamer without any consciousness, then we can engage sensing in the service of the master. Master the same sense is Krishna, our God. Actually, he is master. If I am feeling comfort by using this sense, that sense, and in this way, but I am not master because at any moment this hand can be paralyzed. So I am not the master. The master is too strong. So, he begins to engage in the service of the Master, then it is in its normal function. And then he has liberated. And this purification can take very easily by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna Mahaprabhu, Krishna, Hare Krishna. That means immediately associate with Krishna. Krishna's name and Krishna, not different. So as we associate with fire, it becomes warm. The quality of the fire comes. As it is materially possible, spiritually it is possible in perfect form. Process is the same. You associate with Krishna and you become Krishnite. As pure as Krishna. Krishna is therefore advising. Manmana bhava bhakto bhajyalinam. So Bipal Singh also studies Bhagavad Gita. I'm asking this. Bipal Singh teaches on the Bhagavad Gita.
Your master, does he study Bhagavad Gita?
My master is a teacher of the science of the soul.
What is that, science of the soul?
Well, I just love what you have been saying, purifying the senses and becoming a consciousness to a master, to go in way of purification by eating properly and thinking properly.
The idea is to
meditating, meditation. Devoted to your mind will be changing. And to teach these things, purification, is written all some books. When he came to America in 1967, I met him personally. And, and I was also kind of seeing that he's very curious prior to that. He stays in the space about things, and he came to Europe, and he went back.
Affected one of the names. Everyone is
a center of power, energy, the way you call that. Whatever you see, also if you have even a name of someone who's respected. Raja, Mudra, Bhagavata, Song, Song, etc. I thought that I meant a good message.
Doesn't mean you read it. Some of the strategies are right.
Look at the taste is in
In the original text of Bengali, this word is just Bengali.
Sanskrit.
Which Prabhupada translates himself and gives the explanation of Prabhupada.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Every night, Srila Prabhupada dictates them to Digipola and his secretary type and edit it. And then we have the press in New York which composes that print.
It's a very nice edition of that film.
There. His position is in 2 years.
Five years.
Each time they bring 50,000 books.
You bring it.
In London, I was 3 months ago. But before they sold 30,000 copies in 2 months.
30,000?
Yes.
In which country of Europe has Hare Krishna movement been most powerful or successful?
Everywhere. In Africa, in America, in Canada, in Japan, in China. Most countries grew in every. Many men have taken to the Krishna concept.
What about Greece?
I never went to Greece.
You said you went to the airport and they were chanting.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I was seriously in danger in
Africa. Yes, it is.
There is no way that this movement could be very successful in Africa or Greece. Not to mention in Africa.
Yes, when I was going to Nairobi from London, I got down, sent this on the hall. Some young men, as soon as they saw me, they began to chant Hare Krishna.
What about the world? What kind of didn't you bring, and I was asking about problems with the police and getting paramedics to grow and lower.
That problem is everywhere.
Everywhere?
Yeah. Police sometimes harass us. And they become bitter, tired, and do not go anywhere. Everything, they become tired.
They become tired.
Yes.
The system gives up.
That's marvelous solution.
Because I've been very tired of the system myself. So there's something wrong with the system is being.
So maybe you can give me some advice how to beat the system.
Because I assure you, here in Rome,
but you at least people you are never tired to fight.
No.
I think you'll be fighting and going on the stage.
Very bad. What do you do about that? And that is the question. Is it more morally correct to be sitting here? For me, to be sitting here.
You see, so long people will remain under the bodily concept of life. But I have this body. I am Irish, I am English, I am American, I am Italian. So long, this misconception is gone. I feel gone. You see, the sadhu will be no basis of this. That's so unlucky. Just like you cannot stop fighting between the dogs, cats, the five days fighting. Because the dog is thinking as God. The cat is thinking as cat. Similarly, I think as Iceman, as Englishman. It is the same. If the dog is thinking as dog, if I think I'm Iceman and Englishman, I'm no better than the dog. That it cannot stop the fighting between dogs. Similarly, so long people will remain in body concept of life, the fighting cannot be stopped.
Or does Mahatma Gandhi fighting in the coming
year? That is also another problem. Because there's no defense. It's try to understand. The dog is thinking I'm God. Fight because he has not the body of the dog. Similarly, if I am thinking I am Indian because I have got the body, the Indian side, where is the difference? There is no difference. But anyway, the bodily concept of driving is anyway. When you think that I am not this body, I am spirit soul. Then there is peace. Otherwise there cannot be any peace. Saiva Gopa, the Vedic researcher, is described the person who is in the bodily concept of life, he is exactly like the cow and the axe. Technically. So people have to transcend this qualitative conception of existence. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. We find this verse, end of this verse. Māṁśabhāvicārini bhakti yogena jāte vate sagunāṁ samadhi tali tāṁ brahmaṁ vyāyate.
Yes. 1426.
Yes.
Māṁśabhāvicārini bhakti yogena jāte sagunāṁ samadhi tali tāṁ brahmaṁ vyāyate.
One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstance, and one who transcends the mode of the material nature, and thus comes to the level of Brahman.
What?
This verse is a reply to Arjuna's third question. What is the means of attaining to the transcendental position? As explained before, the material world is acting under the spell of the modes of material nature. One should not be disturbed by the activities of the modes of nature. Instead of putting his consciousness into such activities, he may transfer his consciousness to Krishna activities. Krishna activities are known as bhakti yoga, always acting for Krishna. This includes not only Krishna, but his different centered expansions, such as Rama and Narayana. He has innumerable expansions. One who is engaged in the service of any of the forms of Krishna or of his plenary expansion is considered to be transcendentally situated. One should also know that all the forms of Krishna are fully transcendental, blissful, full of knowledge, and eternal. Such personalities of Godhead are omnipotent and omniscient, and they possess all transcendental qualities. So if one engages himself in the service of Krishna or his plenary expansions with unfailing determination, although these modes of nature are very difficult to overcome, he can overcome them easily. This is already stated in the seventh chapter. One who surrenders unto Krishna at once surmounts the influence of the modes of material nature. To be in Krishna consciousness or in devotional service means to acquire the equality of Krishna. The Lord says that his nature is eternal, blissful, and full of knowledge, and the living entities are part and parcel of the Supreme, part of the gold mine. Thus, the living entity's spiritual position is as good as gold, as good as Krishna in quality. The difference of individuality continues, otherwise there is no question of Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga means that the Lord is there, the devotee is there, and the activity of exchange of love between the Lord and the devotee is there. Therefore, the individuality of two persons is present in the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the individual person. Otherwise, there is no meaning to Bhakti Yoga. If one is not situated in the same transcendental position with the Lord, one cannot serve the Supreme Lord. To be a personal assistant to a king, one must acquire the qualifications. Thus, the qualification is to become Brahman, or free from all material contamination. It is said in the Vedic literature, Brahmayevatthanubrahmatyeti. One can attain the supreme Brahman by becoming Brahman. This means that one must qualitatively become one with Brahman. By the attainment of Brahman, one does not lose his eternal Brahman identity as the individual soul.
Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma and Asurajati Mahantati Samastradeshu Kruti Bhagavad Gita Vajrita Gauti Vajrita.
But that is true for, I think that's true for most of the books who take our devil seriously.
Just like in our society, we are born Americans, they are born Mexicans, Canadians, Indians, Christians, Jews, Mohammedans, but they are no longer Mohammedan, American, Christian, or Indian. They are all silent. That is from realization.
But that's giving his name also. It's also giving his name.
Yes, name must be there.
Name
must be there. But name is that you are dealing as Irish man, but your name may be different from another Irish man. How do you feel that you are all right?
But that is that
name may be different, that doesn't matter. But the quality can be one. That is the quest. So when acquired, that's quality. Krishna is quality. Then he is quite of different name. That is for sure. One feels. There is an example. In a nation, in a group, the names may be different, but because they feel nationality, or the leadership in one. So, there is one. Varieties may be different, but the object being one, there is one. What is that? Brahma Bhuta Prasanna.
Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atmar Vashochitina Kanshati Samattaradeshu Bhuteshu Manjaktyam Namate Param. One who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed to every living entity. In that state, he attains pure devotional service unto me.
Equality. Attains equality.
To the impersonalist, achieving the Brahma Bhuta stage, becoming one of the Absolute, is the last word. But for the personalist, for the pure devotee, one has to go still further to become engaged in pure devotional service. This means that one who is engaged in pure devotional service to the Supreme Lord is already in a state of liberation called Brahma Bhuta, oneness with the Absolute. Without being one with the Supreme, the Absolute, one cannot render service unto Him. In the Absolute conception, there is no difference between the served and the servitor. Yet the distinction is there in a higher spiritual sense. In the material concept of life, when one works for sense gratification, there is misery. But in the Absolute world, when one is engaged in pure devotional service, there is no misery. The devotee in Krishna consciousness has nothing to lament or desire. since God is full, a living entity who is engaged in God's service in Krishna consciousness becomes also full in himself. He is just like a river cleansed of all dirty water. Because a pure devotee has no thought other than Krishna, he is naturally always joyful. He does not lament for any material loss or gain because he is full in the service of the Lord. He has no desire for material enjoyment because he knows that every living entity is the fragmental part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, and therefore eternally his servant. He does not see in the material world someone as higher or someone as lower. Higher and lower positions are ephemeral, and a devotee has nothing to do with the ephemeral appearances or disappearances. For him, stone and gold are of equal value. This is the Brahma-Bhuta stage, and this stage is attained very easily by the pure devotee. In that stage of existence, the idea of becoming one with the Supreme Brahman and annihilating one's individuality becomes hellish, and the idea of attaining the heavenly kingdom becomes phantasmagoria, and the senses are like the broken serpent's teeth. As there is no fear of a serpent with broken teeth, so there is no fear from the senses when they are automatically controlled. The world is miserable for the materially infected person, but for a devotee, the entire world is as good as Vaikuntha or the spiritual sky. The highest personality in this material world is no more significant than an ant for a devotee. Thus, a stage can be achieved by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, who preached pure devotional service in this age.
Completely opening the
To the impersonalist, achieving the Brahma-Bhuta stage, becoming one with the Absolute, is the last word.
Okay. The Absolute in turn or in turn?
Has no internal or external.
Yeah.
That is the Absolute. If there is internal or external, it is not Absolute.
I don't mean either in time, and I don't mean in space. I mean in time in the sense that one dies, in one's own time, one's own essence, ultimately, the absolute is one time.
No, we are not absolute for oneself. We, when we are situated in the absolute platform, then we are absolute. Now we are in the unity world. Yes, there is absolutism, but the sense is not so elevated to understand the absolutism. So long we are under the control of time, there is no question of becoming absolute.
That is said in the Bhagavad Gita.
Janma karma meti bhamsu janati tattva tattva griham punar janma naiti bhameti om deva. And I will go.
One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, or here.
And that is when he goes back to home, that's the problem. That is it. So long he is in the material world, changing bodies, transmigrating from one body to another. That is not absolute thing. That is a dualistic thing. Dualism. When you go back to home, back to the spiritual world, that is absolute.
He goes back to his origin. And go back to his origin.
Yeah. Thank you very much. That is for this. That is absolute.
We don't find the possible to achieve any absolute condition in all time.
No. And the nature of love is not possible. This is the world of reality. Therefore, so many different varieties of unity is suggested, but they are all failure. Because when we are students, 1917, so there was reunification. And then, after that, again, there was war. And then, now they have manufactured United Nations. But for the last 20 years, and more than that, they're endeavoring to be united. But when I go, New York, I see planetary increase. And knowing that, using it. And what is saying? Therefore, on this serious platform, we so far, unity is impossible. Unity is possible only on the spiritual platform. Vidyadhanaya, Sampanne, Brahmani, Bali, Hatsini, unity is the capacity. Only power from others.
And nothing is possible to achieve. You know, he's saying that I think it's desirable to achieve happiness in what we have seen or intuition.
But there is possibility
that
perhaps when the consciousness is simplified, that we are preaching Krishna consciousness. Now, so long the consciousness is polluted, if I think that I am Irishman, I am Englishman, I am Indian, I am white,
I am Christian,
I am Hindu, then all fundamentals. There is no possibility of the
contrary. But suppose you think that you are neither an Irishman, an Englishman, an American, or a Christian, or a Jew, nor anything.
Yes, that is negation. And you must say also what you are.
I'm a mortal human being.
Huh?
A mortal human being, then go to the end of it.
No human being is immortal.
Mortal.
Mortal.
And it's rot and it is
forgotten. That is some conception, mortality. Mortal?
What is mortal?
The mortal, there is mortal. Mortal is not absolute. So long you are mortal. You are not in the absolute platform because you are actually immortal. That is stated in Bhagavad-gita. Rajayate nam yati vatakachi khandam. Rajayate nam yati vatakachi.
But then, is there anything wrong with accepting the fact that you are mortal, you die, or you rot, and you become nothing?
That is the polluted conception. Actually, you are immortal, you do not die. That is your position.
This is it.
For the soul there is never birth nor death, nor having once been does he ever cease to be. He is unborn, eternal, ever-existing, undying, and primeval. He is not slain when the body is slain.
Yes, that is the position. So, when there is mortality, that is not perfect state. When he attains this stage of, again, immortality, because actually he is immortal.
Actually,
yes.
Immortal.
Yes.
Not bad.
Actuality is immortal. He never takes birth.
Never takes birth. I think that's true. But immortality, I mean actuality, of course, has to do with can get clarity of the situation that we have right now. You sitting there, and we are spending sitting with you, and engaging in gentler conversation.
Actually, it's like you are sitting in a different place. I'm sitting in a different place. So, the dress does not affect our actuality. We are human beings. Similarly, the conception of body, I'm Irish man, I'm English man, I'm Hindu, I'm Muslim, I'm Christian. These are different dresses. So one has to become free from these designations. So when one is free from the designation, then he becomes purified. Sarvapadhi vinir muktam tat parathena nema. Rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti vichara. So when he becomes purified, our senses are purified. And when the purified senses are engaged in the service of the master of the senses, there is perfection. That is non-duality, absolute.
That's in the experience in the present.
Yes, by Krishna consciousness. Practically, you are coming from different groups, American, Indian, African, but you don't think yourself as American or Indian or African.
The system that you do, the system expects that you do.
The world as it is.
Yeah.
Society, materialistic society.
Yeah. But the society means dwelling.
Materialistic society means dwelling.
Yes.
But that's unavoidable. It's unavoidable. You're physically existing.
Unavoidable, yes.
And your personal, spiritual
existence. But it can be avoided if it's just about. Yes. The leaf of leaves, it is in the water, but it does not touch its water.
To show how we can live in this world that's so transcendental. There's a lunacy that sits on the water, and even though it sits on the water, it doesn't get wet.
Yes.
So that's the same reason to be in this world. Yes, but I don't mean to explain situations in one level, in one area, in the terminology of situations in another. Because if you have, if you put this element and this element together, you get thoughts.
Now, if human nature does the same thing, put that element and that person and that element and that person together, you should also get thoughts. So if you put 50 million elements, 50 million, then you should get a mountain of salt. You can turn it into a
test. Well, you know what that is?
But the salt example as an expert.
But both
I'm saying this system to argue about one kind of situation in terms of another kind of situation, when the nature of the problem or the nature of the result is different.
Now, the kinds or varieties may remain, but sometimes the varieties help, just like we could bring varieties of flower. But they are all flowers. So you have to become flowers. So even in varieties, there is unity of beast.
Yes.
So that is
the great difference between that and what we know today as Christians.
No, that is
another
thing. That there can be another thing. Very other thing. The thing is that Christ came to preach the my favorite book. So therefore, to become actually Christ conscious means God conscious.
Sorry, thank you. To become God conscious means
Krishna conscious.
Become self conscious. Become who you are.
Yeah. God-consciousness includes self-consciousness. But self-consciousness is not God-consciousness. God-consciousness includes self-consciousness. But self-consciousness is not God-consciousness.
But it's made.
Huh?
It's made.
No.
You may achieve recognition of the God of the
God concept.
Without the incarnation.
It is like if you come in form of the sun, light. The sun consciousness is there, which includes your personal consciousness. You also see the darkness you cannot see. At night, you do not see even your hands and legs. But if you come in front of the sun of light, then you see the sun and see yourself. So, without the sunlight, without God consciousness, self consciousness is incomplete. But, God consciousness makes self consciousness very clear.
When a lot of young people that we meet in our teaching tradition and we don't try to teach them, any kind of suggested salvation, we do try to direct them towards awareness of what is best and what is both good to them and what is both spiritually nourishing in the world of the insofar as the system allows us. And I speak of my friend Michael and me here. And the one condition or emotional basis is very frequently the students are not mature enough to be in a spiritual condition, emotional condition, rather than a spiritual one. What we are faced with is the basic question of who am I?
Yes.
What is it all about?
Yes.
Why am I here?
Yes.
Why should I be here? Who are you? And who the hell are you to tell me what to think or what to read or what not to read? Why should I read Shakespeare? Why should I read Shakespeare Russell? Or why should I listen to Mozart? I prefer Bob Dylan. And these kind of questions, which seem to emanate from a very disillusioned state of mind, an insecurity, an uncertainty, and a lack of credibility in the sort of structure of things as they are. And so we're frequently faced, not just directly having granted these questions, as if the judge is actually answering, but then they have a kidney sort of way, who am I, you are, what am I doing here, you are doing this here, so, which one can do for the purpose of. So rather than present the kind of answers that one could present if one was trained in oneself originally, and one is first of all trained, and one has to untrain oneself, and then one trains oneself from the exterior, basically. And then the muscle wasting. And then one tries to help others through the course of training. Do you think that we should tell you more directly, or in basic question is that the top mind is the problem of modern education.
Yes. That's it. Our basic process is there are so many questions, as you have already explained. Somebody thinks, why I have come here? What is the purpose? Why are you are? So many questions. Questions should be answered by the purpose. Therefore, the basic intention is, Tadvijnana Kamsa Guru Meva Avigacchet. In order to take answers of all these questions, one must approach the bona fide spiritual master. One must approach the bona fide spiritual
problem. Approach?
Yes.
Bona fide spiritual master. If you have none, what do you do?
No, there is.
If you are told that the definition is the bona fide spiritual master, if you are told that the definition is the bona fide
spiritual master, no, we have not stand that. The one of them, there are five spiritual masters, just like one life, you have had only one life. The one of five spiritual masters, you must approve the one of five spiritual masters. But who is one of five spiritual masters? Then there is next question. There is no answer. There, one of five spiritual masters means, Tadvijnana Kamsa Guru Meva Avigacchet Srutiyam Brahmanistam. This is the qualification of one of five spiritual masters. What is that? Srutiyam. Srutiyam means who has heard from the one of five spiritual masters. A one of five spiritual master is he who has taken the message from one of five spiritual masters. This is so just like a medical man is he who has taken the knowledge of medical science from another medical man.
Just like some took the knowledge from the Holy Ghost.
Yes. Anyone. Yes. Similarly, bona fide spiritual master means who is in the line of successive spiritual master. The original spiritual master is God. So then one who has heard from God and he has explained the same message to his disciple, then the disciple is going to fight spiritual master. If it does not change, so that is our process. We take lessons. We hear from Krishna, who is the perfect God. Then they play in the Bhagavad Gita. Even parampara prāptam imam rāja sarvodhidu.
But then in my school of Prabhupada, living in West of Ireland, since you came, he did it with 70 accounts. Your generation. He had got the positive. He did it. So he said, when they tell me, please, they tell me, ultimately it's God. No, but I don't know who told God.
No.
And then he comes to me and asks me, and says, you went to school and you read the books, tell me who told God.
Yes.
And so I know.
That is the difference between God and me.
That's the difference between being 70 and 30.
No, no. There is no book for that. That is explained in the that God was Brahma Sutra. And who is God? Who is God?
Who told God?
And someone who is God? Then he says, who told God? That God, that is the Vedanta Sutra, Tathāta Brahma Vidyāta. Now, we should inquire about God. What is God? Who is God? Unless you know who is God, how can he principles, then who is sacrifice? If you do not know God, then this question does not arise. Who is sacrifice? Is it not? So, therefore God is explained in the Brahma Sutra. Janmadasya-jataha. God is He from everything comes. Immense. That God is explained in the Swarma Bhagavatam. Janmadasya-jataha. The Supreme Being from whom everything emanates. Now, what is that Supreme Being? What is the nature of the Supreme Being? Is it a dead soul or a living being? That is our question. Janmadasya-jataha anayat itarapascha asyeshu abhijna sara. That God is fully cognizant of everything, directly and indirectly. Unless He is fully cognizant of everything, directly and indirectly, these are wrong. So, then the same question comes, as you say, then who taught God? That is answer, Sarah. Independent. There is not. Independent. He is fully independent. He does not require to take lessons of anyone.
That is not.
If anyone requires to take lessons from others, he is not God. Who does not require to take lessons from others, that is God.
Where does human die?
So everything is there because love is also coming from God. So we are being part and parcel of God. There is part and parcel manifestation of love. Because the original love is there in God. Love because nothing can exist. Nothing can exist if it is not in God.
Therefore,
love is also there in God.
So, it's not love.
God is love. God is everything.
Oh, yes. And love is God. Yes. A manifestation of love, a manifestation of God.
Because we are part and parcel, just like father born of a particular son, born of a particular father. He has not the symptom. So, because there is loving propensity in God, and we being part and parcel of God, therefore we have got this loving propensity. This is God. Unless the loving propensity is there in God, where do you get it?
That is, it's generated in you by the need.
No, there is no question of maybe. It must be, or must be.
That
I just thought about it. Yes. There is no question because we have defined God, God is He, where from everything emanates. That is God. So, love, how even fight. The fighting propensity is also there in God. And loving propensity is also there. But his fighting propensity and loving propensity is absolute. Just like in the material world, we have got experience. Fighting propensity is just opposite the loving propensity. But in God, either fighting propensity and loving propensity is at one and the same. Therefore, he knows. That is the meaning of absolute. That's why we get from Shastra the so-called enemies of God, we're killed by God. He also attains
the vain disposal.
And?
Yes, so I understand. Yeah, the again being biblical imagination and stuff. And again, is it possible to do it all alone? Is it possible to do it all on your own?
No. For that, therefore, the Veda says, Pratikanatham sa guru nema abhilakshe. Abhilakshe means he must. It is not possible. This word, this abhilakshe, this part is used in Gnastic grammar. This is called believing form of bhava. So believing form of bhava is used when there is a book. Therefore, he has read Bhagavad Gita. He finds also was talking with Krishna. Then, when the things were not small but plain, Arjuna surrendered himself. Sishrapriyam sadhvam prabantam. I love this verse.
Now I am confused about my duty, and I lost all composure.
So he is confused.
And have lost all composure because of weakness. In this condition, I am
guilty. Duty to the self, or duty to others, or duty to the state.
He is confused because he has a kshatriya. Soldier. The soldier is duty is to fight with the enemy. The Krishna was advising him. The opposite party is your enemy. You are a kshatriya. Why you are trying to win him, not violent. This is not good. Therefore, he said, Acharya am not confused. So, in confusion, I cannot take you any confusion. I therefore accept you as my spiritual master. He just gave me the proper name. This is it. So, they were friends. Still, you are confused. So, in chaotic conditions, in confusion state of life, we must approach the person who is in full knowledge. That's why you go to your lawyer, you go to your physician. Yes. Similarly, every one of us in the material world, we are confused. Therefore, we must go to the scriptural master who can give us real knowledge.
So, therefore, for example, I am very confused.
Very confused. Yes. So you must approach the spiritual master.
And you make a decision, therefore, to try to solve this confusion.
Yes. The spiritual master means to solve all confusion. That is different. When one is confused, he goes to a spiritual master. And the spiritual master's duty is to save him from all confusion. That is the relationship between the spiritual master and the disciple. If the spiritual master cannot save him from confusion, then he is not spiritual master. That is the test.
Sankara-dāvā-nagalīva-lūpa-prāna-sāna-dhanāna-tam.
This whole world is concluded. Just like the blazing fire and the false fire. When there is false fire, all the enemies become conquered. But to go, not to stay alive. Very good example. When there is fire in the forest, all the animals become confused. Similarly, this material world is just like a breathing fire in the forest. Everyone is confused. Now, how the breathing fire in the forest can be extinguished? You cannot take that your man-made fire. That's not like a bucket full of water. So, in this confused state of the human society, you cannot manufacture the solution. The only solution is that when there is rain from the cloud of the first man, then it is extinct. That is not in your hand, that is not your fault. The spiritual master means who has received the mercy of God and he can deliver to the conscious man their being solution. This is very good thought. Samsara dhavan nalaviva rupa pranamaya karmina bhanadhanatyam. After one has received mercy of God, he can become spiritual master. He can deliver the mercy of God.
A friend.
Huh?
A friend, for example.
Yes.
Please do. No, not something a friend, but somehow it is. A friend is also a
friend.
Yes, the best friend is the spiritual master, because he saves from the blazing fire of confusion. That is best friend.
Problem is to find it, sir. Problem is to find it.
No, there is no problem. The problem is if you are sincere. That is stated. Because, actually, you have got problems. But, God is within your heart. Ishara Dharavutana, this is your Guna Vishnu. God is not far away. God is within your heart. So, if you are sincere, then God will give you spiritual. If you know that now you are sincere, then he will give you his future.
Okay? That's all.
There was one called Chaitanya, the spiritual master within the heart. The physical spiritual master is God's mercy. If God sees that you are sincere, He will give you a spiritual master who can give you this. He will help you from within and without. Without in the physical form of spiritual master and within as the spiritual master within your heart. That is the Ishara Dhava Bhutanam Hitraya Vishnu Raman Sarva Bhutani Chandra Bhutani Vasa. All our questions are answered in the Bhagavad Gita. Very nice.
ईश्वरसर्वभूतानां हृद्देशिवर्गुन्नतिष्ठति कामयन् सर्वभूतानि यन्त्राद्भूतानि मायया.
Supreme Lord is situated
in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated on a machine, who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy.
When the body is just like a machine, and the spirit soul is sitting on this machine, and God is there with the heart, so he is the director. He wants us to do this, now go and do it. So if we are sincere, now, God, I want you, then we give you the direction to go and get it. This is the process. But if we wanted something else than God, then God will give you the direction to go and get it. That is very kind. He said, I want to have something, and he is within my heart, and is giving yes to come here. Okay. So you can cross and give direction to give indication, you go and take that. Why not? This is the process. But we must know, we must be eager to again, revise our thought consciousness, then God will give us this. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Yeah.
We have heard many sounds in TLC think of it, language. And I believe that it has been a most useful session. But it's a very good question to like to invite your help and your followers perhaps. The overseas will grow next Tuesday if you could no doubt you'll follow the recording session for Canada, but before the address in the time. Tuesday, the overseas will go at 10 o'clock in the morning. We'll get coming to
Suda. I think the bonus. So, another, I think my request, you are the poet, you describe our God. You are the expert in this time. So, please just take this occupation, describing God. Then your life will be successful. What we really feel like. That is the injunction. Idam hipunsas tapasas kutasthava suttasya chamudhadattaya kavihi nirupita jaduttapasloko gunanuvarna. There are poets, there are scientists, there are religionists, philosophers, politicians, so many other leaders of the society. Avichita artha kovidi nirupita. Who those who are expert, they are given this decision that the duty of all these men, Havuchita also, and their perception of their occupational duty is completely done. When they are engaged, just Uttama Sloka Gunanuvarma, when they are engaged in describing the glory of the Supreme Being.
But in my experience, the process seems to be, that when you begin, first of all, for some extraordinary reason, are chosen to do this.
And that is still in the demons, this is his verse. Only Chita infallible choice is this, then let them describe the glory of the Lord. This is indescribable.
Yes. Not his brother, not his brother, not his sister, but this one. You know, I'm talking about the process of
When you speak of God, that includes all brothers, all sisters.
Yes.
All, not these brothers, that brother. All brothers, all sisters.
Yes, but I would say,
the God means something.
You're saying that the spiritual master is chosen?
I'm saying, yes. The spiritual master, the priest, the poet, is chosen by, let's say, God. That is, this person is chosen to write poems, or to paint pictures, or to paint music, compose music.
No, whatever you do, music or prepare for more.
Okay, that's okay. Yeah. Whatever you do, that's it.
When you describe
and the composition.
Music, when you compose music about God, that is your purpose.
Absolutely, that is your purpose.
Yeah.
But when you work in the land, that is your purpose. Right. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
But you know, Baba is saying that when you work in the land,
that is not worth it.
Yes, but when you give the results of that for God, that's the perfection of your work.
Absolutely. And I'm aware of it. And when you come in from work in the land and you're eating your dinner, you must do it the same involvement as you work the land, because that would be a problem for that
Yeah.